With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Chatham County Police are giving credit to a boater in Wallaceburg for helping them to track down a vehicle that was reported stolen from Sombra more than a decade ago. Police say the boater made the discovery while they're testing a fish finder on the Sydenham River over the weekend. Officers called in the dive team after seeing an image of the find and say it turns out the vehicle had been reported stolen from Sombra in 2010. The vehicle was unoccupied when police found it. The cause is going down as undetermined and no injuries were reported after a fire burned out a garage in Chatham early this morning. Fire officials say they were called to the scene on Mary Street just before 1 o'clock this morning, and the flames were already coming from all sides of the garage by the time they arrived. The garage is attached to a home, but no one was found inside, and the fire spread to an RV that was parked in the driveway. The damage is estimated at $150,000. And Donald Trump can appear on Colorado's primary ballot after all. The U.S. Supreme Court issued its ruling this morning after Colorado's top court ruled he couldn't because he faces charges in connection with the January 6th insurrection. Global News says the latest ruling states only Congress can disqualify him under the 14th Amendment. The Chatham Thunder U19 team is coming home with some shiny hardware. The team went undefeated to win gold at the 2024 Niagara Falls Ringette Tournament. The Thunder beat a team from Niagara Falls 7-1 in the finals. Tilbury's Brett Brochu has signed a professional tryout contract with an AHL team. The 21-year-old played in 16 games for the Fort Wayne Comets in the East Coast Hockey League this season and has now signed a tryout deal with the Cleveland Monsters. Brochu played one game for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins in the AHL in 2021 as well. The Toronto Maple Leafs will try to pick up their third straight win tonight as they host the Boston Bruins. In the PJHL playoffs, the Wheatley Olmsted Sharks lead Moortown 2-0 heading into Game 3 of their opening round series. And in baseball spring training action, the Toronto Blue Jays take on the Phillies while the Tigers play the Red Sox. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 18 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers, low 19. Cloudy tomorrow, a chance of showers and a high of 16. Right now it's 13 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.